Listening Library presents Middle School Cool by Maya Williams. Read for you by Paul Bamer. Prologue. On the first day of July, the following flyer appeared under a windshield wiper of every car in the modest town of Horsemouth, New Hampshire. Kaboom Academy Middle School Parent Informational Meeting. July 2nd, Horsemouth Community Center, 1818 Willow Road, 7:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. All your questions will be answered. Light refreshments to follow. The first question that popped into the heads of those who found the flyers was, "What the heck is Kaboom Academy?" A fair number wondered, "How did this flyer get under my windshield wiper when I parked inside my garage?" A smaller group contemplated what the light refreshments might be, how light, how refreshing, and so forth. This group didn't have children and had little interest in the topic of schools, but were interested in free food. The people who did have children mostly wondered why a private school would come to a place like Horsemouth. As mentioned earlier, Horsemouth was a modest town. There was nothing remarkable about it, except that it was perhaps unique in its unremarkableness. No historically important events had occurred there. It had no college or university, no tourist attractions, no nature preserves. Nobody famous had ever been born or died there, or even visited there. In fact, no one visited Horsemouth unless they knew somebody who lived there, because there was nothing to see or do. During the Revolutionary War, a battle was almost fought in Horsemouth, but it didn't happen. The American general and the British general scanned the unremarkable countryside, said, "Meh," then moved the battle to Bravington, about 75 miles south. Many exciting battles were fought, and many acts of valor were committed in Bravington. That is how it got its name. This story is not about Bravington. Horsemouth had a perfectly unremarkable public school system that all the children of the town attended. There was an elementary school that went from kindergarten to fifth grade, and a middle school that covered sixth through eighth. From there, students continued on to Horsemouth High, home of the Fighting Fleas. A flea might not seem like a cool school mascot, but fleas can be very determined and downright vicious. Just ask any dog. So it was actually a pretty good choice. Most of the students at Horsemouth High were proud of their mascot and their school, but it could be that everyone was just making the best of it. Aptly, the school motto was, "You get what you get, and you don't get upset." And the students embraced those wise words. Most of the parents whose children attended the Horsemouth Public Schools were baffled by the flyer, but for some, it was exactly what they had been looking for. These were the parents who quietly filed into the community center that muggy July evening, slightly embarrassed, darting gazes about to see if they recognized anyone before quickly sliding into a seat as close to the back of the room as possible. These parents had come to the awful conclusion that their children were not thriving in the Horsemouth schools. Their children did not fit in and needed something else. They hoped that whoever posted this flyer could deliver that something else and deliver it quickly. At exactly 7:30, a very tall man with silver hair, a silver mustache, and a gaunt, handsome face, marred only by an extraordinary overbite, glided onto the stage.
"Hello!"
he shouted. The resulting feedback from the microphone filled the hall with an ear-splitting clamor that dissipated only after he adjusted the volume.
"Sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could please have your attention. I am Dr. Marcel Kaboom, president and headmaster of Kaboom Academy Middle School. Welcome!"
Everyone straightened up a bit. Not many people in Horsemouth could call themselves Doctor. The title in front of his name gave them hope.
"I am thrilled you were all able to come to this meeting on such short notice."
Dr. Marcel Kaboom continued, adjusting his glasses.
"Never have I seen such a wonderfully desperate group of people.
Sorry, I meant disparate group of people. I jumble my words a little when I get excited, and believe me, tonight I am very excited. Tonight I will change the life of every person in this room."
People in the crowd exchanged nervous glances.
"For the butter, a bladder, I mean better,"
Dr. Kaboom added quickly, and there was a collective exhale of relief.
"Let me tell you a little bit about myself,"
Dr. Kaboom continued.
"My background is in education, particularly in the development of groundbreaking instruction techniques. I earned my doctorate in learnomology, specializing in thinkonomics and edumechanics."
Nobody in the room had ever heard of those disciplines before, but Dr. Kaboom's voice was so deep and commanding it didn't occur to them to question him. It was like receiving information from God, or if you didn't believe in God, Darth Vader.
"I have spent years and years, decades in fact, studying how schools work or don't work, as the case may be. I have traveled the world visiting schools in other countries, and I have spent countless hours in classrooms of all types. Public schools, magnet schools, charter schools, parochial schools, private schools, military schools, traditional schools, progressive schools, alternative schools, Montessori schools, Waldorf schools, boarding schools, finishing schools, remedial schools, gifted schools, and even home schools. I have come to a most startling conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, children do not like to go to school."
"We don't need an advanced degree in learnomology to know that,"
somebody called out. Whoever shouted the snarky remark was nestled where the doctor couldn't see him, in the back row, where cowards sit.
"True,"
Dr. Kaboom agreed.
"But it is worse than that. Not only do children not like to go to school, schools have actually turned them off of learning altogether. I asked students from all walks of life what they thought of school. Let me tell you what they said.
Boring. Stupid. Waste of time. Torture."
And this was from students at one of the top pirate schools. I mean, private schools in the country. The question is, how do you get children to learn? Most schools seem to think children learn through sheer force. They are forced to arrive at school at a designated time. They are forced to take classes on subjects they didn't choose. They are forced to move from class to class at the sound of a bell. They are forced to learn a great deal of trivial information that most of them will never use in their day-to-day lives, and if they don't learn it sufficiently, they are forced to learn it again. They are forced to sit still without talking. If a student wants to speak, he must raise his hand and confine his remarks to the subject matter. If the student breaks any of these rules, he is punished. Ladies and gentlemen, if I were to say that this sounds exactly like prison, I would be offending prison wardens everywhere. This is worse than prison. Much worse. The sad fact is that we are producing unhappy students, producing them in droves. Hundreds of thousands graduate from high school each year. Once they finish serving their 12 or 13 years of hard, boring labor, are they finally free to do what they want and enjoy life? Of course not. Many go on to college for 4 more years of tedium, then perhaps to graduate school to face another 2 to 8 years of confinement.
others into the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?